It is beautiful out there right now. We do have some air quality issues, though, through the rest of the weekend. I'll show you if it'll affect our Father's Day coming up.
Then a mother is turning grief into activism. She lost her son to gun violence, and now she's working to find a solution. The event held today and where the funds raised will go. And celebrating Juneteenth at Dix Park, WRL wraps up all the festivities held today to commemorate the day.
Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
We have an alert. An air quality alert will be out and about to make people aware this Father's Day weekend. You can see it right here on the map right here. Thanks for joining us tonight. I'm Julian Grace. Well, parts of our area are under a code orange. Meteorologist Anthony Baglione joins us now from the WRAL Severe Weather Center. And Anthony, how long could this alert last?
Julian, this one specifically goes until 8 o'clock this evening. And what it's saying where you see these orange counties right now shaded, this is where we could see some issues for those unusually sensitive groups. If you have lung problems, asthma, heart problems, it's going to be a good idea just to limit your time outside. We're not seeing this widespread. And actually, there are periods where we drop down to that code yellow. That's where we're at right now for a specifically Raleigh, Wake County. We're seeing 84 is that specific number. The higher the number, the worse the air quality. We could get up to about 101 today, which would put us in that code orange. For the most part, though, here as we head into the rest of this weekend, still could be some issues tomorrow for Cumberland and Sampson County, specifically for the fire as we head into tomorrow. But as far as Father's Day is concerned, we start off Futurecast here. You see, it's going to be a nice dry day for most of us. Could be a passing stray sprinkle late tomorrow evening. For the most part, though, Julian, here we are looking at a beautiful Father's Day. I'll talk about that air quality alert here for us tomorrow and next week's unsettled forecast coming up here in a few minutes.
Okay, next week can wait. All right, thanks, Anthony. Something that could further impact the air quality is a fire burning in Brunswick County. Look at that image right there. Isn't that remarkable? These new pictures were shared by the NC Forest Service. The last update says the Pope Road fire is estimated to be about 11,500 acres. The fire is 0% contained at last checked. Locals near the fire area may see significant glow from the fire overnight. To get alerts about air quality in your area, download the WRAL Weather app. It is a great app to have. It's free on Google Play and the Apple App Store. New tonight, a mother in Wilson County is turning her grief into activism to stop gun violence. Back in 2020, Don Cox lost her son. He's pictured right here. He was shot and killed at a small birthday party. WRAL's Shelley Jackson is live at a gun violence awareness event in Wilson right now, organized by Cox. Shelley.
Well, Jillian, today's event is meant to honor victims of gun violence. The folks that you see here, their lives have either been touched by gun violence or they're just very concerned about this issue in their community. Folks like Tyleek Pigford was shot and killed at his grandfather's birthday party in 2020. And since then, his mother, Dawn Cox, has made it her mission to help curb gun violence in North Carolina. She says it's part of her healing process.
I'm a victor, not a victim. And that's because that's how I choose to process through this. And I want to help other people. And I just want to give back.
And so we just started to hear from some speakers out here at 7:30. They're going to release some balloons to honor those gun violence victims. And the event will be running until 8 o'clock tonight out here at Geneva's. Julian?
That mom is making a difference. Shelley Jackson reporting live in Wilson County for us tonight. Thank you. Another gun safety event was held today, this time in Wake County. The sheriff's office held their event in Fuquay Verena from 9 to 1 at Fuquay Gun. These right here are pictures of today's event. Gun locks were handed out and safety storage and handling were encouraged. New tonight, police in Fayetteville identified the people involved in a deadly crash on Rose Hill Road this morning. Police say 59-year-old Eric Manning was killed when another vehicle collided head-on with his vehicle. Investigators say 42-year-old Alexandria Smith lost control of the vehicle, causing her to collide with Manning. She was airlifted to a nearby hospital and is in serious condition. In Wayne County, one person was taken to the hospital when a drive-by shooting led to a bullet splintering the victim's bedpost while they slept. Deputies say it happened on Eagles Nest Road around 1 a.m. Investigators say the victim was thankfully not shot, but was hurt by wood fragments that fell when the bullet pierced the bedpost. No arrests have been made so far. Hundreds of people in Raleigh celebrated Black History today in the city's capital City Juneteenth celebration. The event ended just minutes ago. The national holiday marks the day the last enslaved people in the South were told they were free. WRAL's Eric Miller has a wrap-up of all the fun.
In Dix Park, history stands guard and freedom rings out.
Lift every voice and sing.
Hundreds gathering in the summer sun to mark Juneteenth in Raleigh.
It's a great time to be out with family and friends.
I think it's wonderful.
Saturday's event was just part of a week of Juneteenth celebrations in the Capitol. Food and fun mixing with a day that forever altered American history. Today, that legacy honored by the city's mayor, members of Congress, and community leaders, all emceed by WRAL's Lena Tillett and Ken Smith.
I think it's a great thing just to be able to have the recognition for the holiday and just to spread awareness.
The day especially dear to Hannah Hackett and the Hunter family.
The Hunter family, this area is very special to them as the plantation that was here, their family originated here, so it's a pretty special day to be out here with the Hunter family.
Now these fields are filled with joy, bubbling up by the gallon, marking a day that only gets more special as the years go on.
I think it's something that we have to continue push as a person, as people, to celebrate and to commemorate.
In Raleigh, Eric Miller, WRAL News.
WRAL is a proud partner with the 2023 Capital City Juneteenth celebration. The Juneteenth celebrations happened all over our area today. Let's take a look at a few events that took place today. The Friends of Oberlin Village held the second Oberlin Village Heritage 5K Run Walk. Dozens of attendees kicked off the run at Wake Med Soccer Park in Cary this morning. Among them, WRAL news reporter, or I should say producer, Miriam Melvin. She was there. The Friends of Oberlin worked to preserve, protect, and honor the establishment of Oberlin Village. Attendees say they're learning about the history through this event.
Well, this is something special because, like, I didn't know anything about it until we signed up for the race, and then you do the research in the back end, and there's something really special that the Oberlin Village Heritage got something, what they got going on here, so it's great to be a part of it.
In case you don't know, Oberlin Village is one of the last known surviving free and freedmen's village in North Carolina. It grew out of the free black settlement. Over in Durham, locals there turned out for the Juneteenth parade. Dozens of businesses and organizations participated today, including the high school marching band, NCCU alumni, and St. Aug's cycling team. There were many more there as well. This is the second year this parade takes place in the Bull City. Health and wellness was top of mind during today's Juneteenth event at the YMCA of Southeast Raleigh. Along with the food vendors and bounce houses, attendees could take advantage of a free community health fair. The health fair provided free health and wellness screenings, which organizers say is extra important for the community.
There's a lot of historical trauma that's in our community, a lot of diabetes, high blood pressure. We have a high rate of cancer in our community, so making sure that our families have a chance to go through some screenings as well.
Cooking demonstrations and safe driving demos were also provided. And Garner also did their part to acknowledge and celebrate Juneteenth. We're told about 200 people attended today's Juneteenth celebration at the Garner Performing Arts Center. Performers included a number of speakers and performers. So much to celebrate there. Coming up next, how shopping helped boost resources for women in Durham today, and how those looking for a job can benefit from the effort made today by a special organization. Plus, WRAL has the century plant. NC State has the corpse flower. We'll tell you what you need to know about this upcoming big event for this rare plant after the break. You're taking a live look at downtown Apex. Look at all the people there. What are they there for? Celebrating Juneteenth. We're told their celebration just wrapped up. What a beautiful day to do so. We are learning more about an overnight crash in Durham. Police say a man was driving on North Roxborough Street just after midnight when he hit a person. Investigators believe the pedestrian was pushing a wheelchair in the right lane of North Roxborough Street when they were hit. The name of that victim has not been released. Police did say speed and impairment do not appear to be factors at play. We're also working to learn more about the condition of a person injured in another crash. This one in Raleigh off Pippin Road. NC State troopers say a single car going about 70 miles per hour went over the center line and overcorrected. They hit a ditch, rolled over, and the driver was pinned in. We're told they were taken to the hospital with injuries. No word yet on their condition as of right now. The wait is now over. Raleigh's first Black-owned children's bookstore opened this weekend. Liberation Station Bookstore held their ribbon cutting earlier today. It's all a part of the Juneteenth celebrations happening right now in downtown. Events are happening all this weekend at the bookstore and even on Monday. For more information, search Liberation Station online. A special sale got underway today to help raise money to support unemployed women in the Triangle. Dress for Success Triangle hosted its final day of its summer boutique sale in Durham. Now, money from yesterday's and today's sale will all be used to help provide career services and development tools. Organizers talked to WRL today and say the event is all about providing confidence.
All of our services really are about instilling confidence in the women. We've all had that experience where we put on just the right outfit or just the right pair of shoes and how we feel like a superhero that day. We want that experience for all the women we serve.
Since its founding in 2008, the organization has served more than 21,000 women throughout the Triangle. Visit DFSTriangleNC.org to learn more about all the great things that this organization does. Hold your noses. I'm serious. NC State University's corpse flower is set to bloom next week. You're looking live at the university's corpse flower at the JC Center there, affectionately named Wolfgang. The corpse flower isn't just known for its size, it's also known for its smell. Told it smells really, really bad. The university thinks the big stinky flower will bloom either next Monday or Tuesday. Write that down. Get out there and get ready to take some big, big smells. And don't forget, we have a strange plant in the WRL, Azalea Gardens. Here's a live look at our century plant. It's expected to get as tall as 20 feet. Right now, it's over 15 feet. You can stop by to see it in person anytime or learn all about the unique plant right now on WRL.com. There are so many tips and tools and information about this plant and what you can expect once you get right up on it. Anthony, air quality. Still an issue right now.
Yeah, we thankfully had a little bit of a break before we had to talk about more air quality issues today, Julian. And for the most part here, normal groups in all of us, for the most part here, are looking pretty good. This is talking about those unusually sensitive groups. We do have that code orange potential for us today. The numbers where we sit right now, though, 84, the lower the number, the better the air quality. That puts us right at the moment in that code yellow, meaning most of us should be good to go. The forecast potential, though, is 101, and that does bump us up to the code orange. So that's why we do have an air quality alert in place. Most of us will see this expire. In fact, all of us will see this expire at 8 o'clock tonight. What that's saying is, though, if you have, let's say, heart problems, lung problems, you're especially sensitive to those pollutants, maybe some of the ozone that we could get. That's where we need to be just pretty careful here this afternoon. Tomorrow, though, because of the wildfire that's to our south, our two counties here, Sampson and Cumberland County, we do have that code orange, but everyone else is looking good. So this migrates here to some of those closer to the coast counties tomorrow. So just be careful if you are headed down that way. Otherwise, where we sit right now, though, it is certainly a hot afternoon. We're at 86 degrees in Raleigh, 86 in Durham. Good evening to you in Clinton at 84. 84 right now in Goldsboro as well. There's a little bit of humidity, but really for the most part, it's going to be a beautiful evening. Just have the water handy. Perfect. Let's say you want to fire up the grill here as we head into Father's Day. I love that background, by the way. It makes me hungry. So I'm thinking dinner's going to be perfect here in a little while. We're at 74 at 10 o'clock this evening. though, temperatures drop to about 64 early tomorrow morning. Lots of clear skies tonight, tons of sunshine on the way for us tomorrow. I do want to make you aware, though, here. Here's Futurecast as we go through the day. There is a very slim chance of a stray sprinkle for our southern areas tomorrow. And watch what happens here on Futurecast into the afternoon. It is so quick, you blink and you kind of miss it here. It pops up, especially Fayetteville. Our southern counties have that chance of a spotty sprinkle. I would not cancel any plans tomorrow. Let's say you're headed out for evening plans, dinner plans, things like that. You should be just fine. It's just that passing sprinkle potential for us tomorrow. Otherwise, Father's Day, it will be warmer than today. 92 tomorrow afternoon, hot and sunny. That stray sprinkle, most of us seeing lots of dry time, looking like a beautiful forecast tomorrow, just warm. We're at 85 here for the mountain forecast as we look at Asheville, 87 in Bryson City, 80 in Boone. No problems there. We'll see those just very slim chances of a stray sprinkle as well. Some patchy fog potentially in Wilmington tomorrow morning. Otherwise, hot temperatures again, 89 into the afternoon, 81 in Wrightsville. Looking great here. I love being able to say that forecast for us tomorrow. Speaking of the beach, though, let's talk about our tropics forecast, where it is unusual where we would see activity in this part of the Atlantic. But we do have some to talk about here. This is our tropical wave currently off the coast of Africa. The Hurricane Center has bumped up those chances to 70% chance over the next 7 days. What that is saying is here, it is likely that we will see a potential tropical depression form as we head into next week and then as we go beyond that here in time. Watch what the model plots are doing with this one. Of course, a lot of times when we're pretty close to the event, the next couple of days, very good agreement here. As we go out in time, though, it really starts to kind of split off in two different directions. If we were to see a stronger system, that likely would curve it away from the Caribbean islands and just keep it out to sea. A weaker system potentially would get a little bit closer to the Caribbean islands, so we'll continue to watch that. No big threat for us right now at this point. We're at 91 on Monday, 84 on Tuesday. Look at all of those rain chances, Julian, as we head into next week. It is going to get very unsettled with scattered shower and storm chances really every single day. So soak up the sunshine tomorrow.
Yeah, and summer's here on Wednesday.
And it's the coolest day of my forecast. I had to, you know, do a double take, but yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. All right, thanks, Anthony. Casey, this is the time of year that high school players, they wait for and they get so excited when it's here.
Yeah, tonight's a great night. High School OT Honors Award Show. We're going to revisit one of the nominees of the Stuart Scott Courage Award. Plus, Wake Forest opened the College World Series this afternoon. I got an update from Omaha next.
Lightning strikes a little closer to Charles Schwab Field.
Wake Forest's Brock Wilkins stays hot, smashing his 31st home run of the season on his 21st birthday, no less. Getting the Deacs on the board. This one just back underway following a weather delay, and the Deacs have just taken a 3-2 lead over Stanford. Well, tonight is the annual High School OT Honors, where we celebrate the best in North Carolina high school sports. And one of the most inspiring awards is the Stuart Scott Courage Award. Roseville girls basketball coach Nikita Warren is one of five nominees. Here's her story on how she harnessed grief of her late son to support mental health.
Basketball has always been a way of life for Nikita Warren. Her dad played at NC State. She played up through college, and you probably know her brother, former Pac star and current Phoenix Sun, TJ Warren.
Very competitive family, so that's basketball's in our blood.
It's only natural Nikita found her way into coaching.
The passion was just helping girls get to the next level, motivating them, bringing out the best in them. Just having someone to believe in their dreams.
This past season, she helped guide the Roseville Rams to the Elite Eight of the 4A Girls State Basketball Tournament.
It was very special, you know, being not ranked preseason, no players to watch or anything. That was our fuel to keep going and prevail.
But that special season was played with a heavy heart. Nikita and Najee, mother and son, and best friends.
It was always me and him for a long time. I was a single mother. He was just the right, perfect kid for me. We were sports, we were competitive, we liked to have fun, loved to travel.
And of course, he loved basketball.
My son wanted to follow my brother's footsteps and go pro. You can't tell me my son wasn't going to be next, because I felt like he was.
But what she didn't know, Najee was suffering. And on May 1st, 2022, Najee took his own life. He was just 16 years old.
It's the worst day of my life. I was able to, you know, be there with him and talk to him. even though I knew that he wasn't going to make it. You know, just being there to say my goodbyes, it was tough.
Nikita doesn't have a why, making this journey through grief even tougher.
Something I don't have the closure for that. I will never know. My biggest thing is just making sure, like, I just know it in my heart that he's in a better place. Whatever he was dealing with, he doesn't have to suffer anymore.
Her mission now, making sure other young students are not suffering in the same way.
If you're ever experiencing anything, you know, talk to someone. Get the help you need.
A message in loving memory of her son.
We love you, Naja!
I feel bad because I wasn't able to save him. So then I question myself at times, like, how am I able to come here and, you know, help others? And if I couldn't even save my own son. But, you know, I can't think that way. You know, I have to think positive. I have to live for him now. I have to keep pushing forward. I have to continue to find my passion.
You can see the rest of the Courage Award nominees on WRLSportsFan.com. And tonight you can find out who won the award along with the rest of the celebration of the best high school teams and athletes in North Carolina tonight at the High School OT Honors. You can watch it live, top of the hour, anywhere WRL is streamed. And it's a full day of U.S. Open coverage on WRL as it continues through the night as the field moves through the third round. You can also catch the final round. It gets underway tomorrow at 1 p.m. on WRL.
Hey, I want to go back to Coach Warren's story, Casey. She is making such an impact.
Yeah, and it is super important for her, too. You know, she coaches these young athletes. She also works at Garner High School, working with students every single day. It's important for her, she said, to, you know, give back and help these young kids who were struggling, perhaps like her son was as well.
And her story will help so many. All right, thank you, Casey, and thanks for joining us tonight. Stay tuned to WRL News on Fox 50 at 10, and then WRL News at 11.